The federal lawsuit alleges that when three Pasco County residents wanted to rent a hall, they were overcharged because they were of Mexican ancestry. At today's press conference, attorneys Rebecca Steele and Paul Rabine laid out the charges.
We're here today to announce the filing of an important lawsuit against the Pasco County Fair Association for discriminating against Mexican Americans when people are trying to rent the wedding hall at the Dan Cannon Auditorium.
Beatrice Fragoso, who the lawsuit claims has no discernible accent, called the Fair Association Hall to book her wedding reception and was quoted a $1,000 deposit. Then, when she called back and gave her name Fragoso, she was told the deposit was $1,500.
A year ago, I had just gotten engaged and I was looking for a location for my wedding, and that was the hall we chose was because of the space, and we wanted to have a big space for the people we were inviting to this wedding, and that was the one that's the hall the community always uses, and so we decided to go there. And when I called to ask how many people could be there and how much it would cost to rent, and she gave me one price when I called the first time. And when I called again to actually reserve the hall for the date we had picked, when I gave her my name, it became a whole different price. And right away I knew something was wrong. And when I went to go actually pay the deposit, she charged me the higher price again. When I asked her why she was charging me the higher price, she said, well, when certain people come to rent the hall, we charge them more. And I asked her, you mean Mexicans? And she said, no, that sounds racist. That's what she said to me.
But then what did she say after that?
She said, you all with your weddings and your quinceañeras make more messes and cause more damage.
When one of the three plaintiffs, Maria Garcia, went to book the hall, she was told the association had raised the deposit fee to $1,500 because Hispanics had destroyed the facility during past events. Also, after the reception was over, the association withheld $200 of her deposit. Garcia felt the reason for withholding the amount was not justified, and that Anglo renters would not have the same amount taken out of their deposit.
Well, when mine was like in 06, when I went to rent the hall, I actually spoke to her on the phone as well, and she gave me the one price, and the same exact thing with like with Beatrice when I came in, she gave me a totally different price. And she actually told me that it was because the Hispanic community destroyed the hall and that they had raised the price for us when we rented them, the hall. And so it's basically the same thing that she does to the Hispanics when they come in and rent the hall. When she speaks to you on the phone, she thinks you're American, Caucasian. I hate to sound that way, but that's what she thinks. And then when you come in, you're Hispanic, and she sees that you're of Hispanic or your ethnicity, she sees it, and then she charges you a different price.
Another plaintiff, Araceli Corona, was looking forward to celebrating her 50th wedding anniversary at the popular hall and said she experienced the same result. Attorney Rabine says the ACLU seeks an injunction to stop the association from discriminating against Hispanics, plus they demand punitive and compensatory damages and reimbursement of costs and attorney's fees.
Basically, what we're saying in the lawsuit, that in this country it's not fair to charge people different prices based upon their ethnic background. There should be one price and one price for all. You know, this is a case against the Pasco County Fair Association, but I think it should be called the Pasco County Unfair Association, the way they're treating people and charging higher prices to people of Latino descent than Anglos.
To read the entire complaint, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF Evening News, this is Tom Bauer.